This is CliffCentral.com. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Java hanging out. It's called Amafu on Kelman on Cliff Central. All right, yeah, man. Tuesday. What's up with you? 28th of November 2017, the last Tuesday of the second last month of the year 2017. It's crazy. It's crazy. I had three meeting cancellations today. Imagine that. Three meetings all cancelled in the space of one day on the day. It's crazy. And then I was going to get mad for a second. And then I was like, no, this is what happens this time of year. People are over it. They're done. They want to pack in. They want to head into summer. They want to be about their summer best life. They're not interested in getting anything done. We're going to get loads done, though, between now and 6. It's going to be very, very cool. In a little bit, we're going to meet Snare Mbata, who is just an all-round, overly, amazingly impressive individual. She's a dancer, choreographer, and an actress as well, plus a million and one other things we're going to find out more about. She's dancing in the room next door. It's a whole thing already happening. I'm very excited. She's twerking. She's got her hands in the air. She's not twerking anymore. She's got her hands in the air. It's a whole thing. She's going to be here in a bit. We're going to find out a little bit more about her. She looks fantastic. I'm excited to find out more. And then just after 5, Katlego Mawuduba is in the building. I mean, what else is there? We love Katlego, so like it's just one of those things. It's like having a, it's cool. She's going to be here just after 5. And remember, just after 5, we go live on Vuv as well, as on cliffcentral.com with the audio streaming and the Cliff Central app as well. And you can catch us live on DSTV, that's channel 196, just after 5 with today's edition of Vuv Central, starring the ridiculously cool Katlego Mawuduba. So much to look forward to. Let's get this party started.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's Chicana. Called Suited, hanging out and coming on Cliff Central. All right, you know that we love to showcase young South Africans that are just cool, doing big things, overall awesome. Sometimes we can't. Today's one of those days. Oh. Unfortunately, Snare's with us. It's very anticlimactic.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. I'm so excited to hang out with you. You seem so dope.
Yum! I'm like the best person ever. I'm joking. You're going to have fun with me.
Well, listen, let's do a proper introduction here. I didn't know there were so many different things that you do, but it's very impressive. You're a choreographer, creative director, stage director, actress, presenter, MC, dancer, sketch artist, graphic designer, and then everything.
Everything in the name of everything. Creative.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what's even more impressive about you is the amount of cool people that you've been associated with, just in your career thus far, whether it's opening for the likes of Kanye West or Timbaland or Kendrick Lamar's South African tour. Like, it's very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Where, and you're super young as well. where did you grow up, Snare?
Well, I grew up in Durban.
Cool.
Born and bred, and then I just moved here, I think, about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said, like, yeah, you know. Durban seems to be, like, quite a hot spot for cool dancers. I don't know what it is.
It is. Like, I believe Joburg dancers have more of an opportunity and a platform where they can get, like, training and stuff. So, a lot of them, not even, like, a lot, some of them end up looking the same. So, in Durban, it's, like, a raw talent thing. Like, nobody teaches anyone. No one goes to a studio. No one really does all of those things. So, it's, like, raw talent from the streets, Jay.
And tell me about the family setup. Is dancing something that runs through the whole family? Or is it unique to... Oh, no, it's not, eh? Can they not even move their left arm without looking funny?
No, they can. I mean, they can, but back then when I was young, yes, everyone could dance. Hey, but
now they can't.
I'm the only one. Like, I'm the only one.
Who's doing it as a thing?
Yes. Who has, like, the proper rhythm. I don't want to lie. My sister has two left feet.
Oh, really?
Straight up.
So you've got a sister. What's the family setup? You got a sister?
Yes, on my mom's side, I've got a sister.
Cool.
And then on my dad's side, we choice sorted.
You? Okay, cool.
Yep.
So tell me for a second about when you really started taking dance super seriously.
It was literally in college. So my first year, I was busy like studying and all this
stuff. What were you studying?
Graphic designing.
Cool, yeah.
And I mean, like for me at the time, it was fun, I guess, because I was making my mom happy. I was in college. I was doing what she wants me to do, like working towards getting a degree and all this stuff. And then halfway through, I was just like, I can't do this. And then I got a job opportunity in Joburg, and then I was like, I'm leaving this town. Mm. And I had to make a choose. I was like, either you're going to pay 3 years of my college fees or I make this paper, woman. Mm. You choose.
And then you made the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that move to Johannesburg, take me through like the, you know, I'm born and bred in Joburg. Uh-huh. And I've never moved to another place. I've lived here 28 years, solid. This has been my spot. Like, this is where I've hung out. So I've never had the experience of like moving to another place and packing up a bag. Like, so I don't. What is it like? Take me through it.
No, if you want to know about the packing up the bag part, I definitely needed to take a bus.
Okay.
I had to take a bus. I was alone. I had a big suitcase for me, huge, one of those international flight situations.
Yeah.
And I had about 4 bags on me.
Wow.
And there's a point where I needed to pee when I was in Park Station. So it was a tough one for me. Very tough. And then... and then I went straight to my friend's place at first, and over time, I moved to my aunt's, I went to my friend's again, and then I became roommates with my friend, and then I had to leave my stuff here in Joburg and go back home and fetch more things, and so that journey is a stress alone, and now getting to know people, getting to be in this, in like the right circle and being in the right environment, especially in my industry, is really crazy. You can literally fall into a trap very easily. So I had to like hang on to my roots and hang on to what I've been taught growing up, and I needed to apply that in Joburg and so I can stand my ground and not be taken for granted and not fall into the trap of the Joburg city fall off. So yeah, it's been tough. It was tough at first, but I'm just grateful for the people that I met along the way. Everyone was just trying to put me in the right route, and anyone that tried me, I mean, I would always just delete you off my life because I knew that you're going the wrong way.
How hard is it to break into a Joburg community in the space that you're in and doing the things that you want to do? I mean, how protective are people of that space, and how hard is it to forge your way into it?
First things first, it's like that whole trust battle. Mm. You go through a whole trust battle because the people are always, always ready to stab you on the back. That's one thing that I've had to deal with. But I don't know, man. I'm very lucky. Like, that's what my name means. Means I'm lucky. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate to have, like, to be in the right circles, like I was saying. And, I mean, meeting people and going the right path, it's very tough because now when you're in the situation and when you have to, like, discover there whether this thing is right or wrong, you just never really know. So again, it goes with your upbringing and knowing what you want and being like hands down on it and standing your ground and knowing that, okay, this is exactly what I want for my life and this is it. So yeah, cutting off a lot of things, it's a must. Sometimes you just gotta cut off certain people out of your life for you to get to where you want to be.
And where is it that you want to be, and how are you doing so far in getting there? Do you even know? Is it like pretty sort of, you know, taking it one day at a time, figuring it out as you go?
Yeah, I guess I'm taking it a day at a time, but at the same time, I've got an ultimate goal of making a change in my industry.
Mm.
I just want to be that Mandela in my industry. Like, I need to make a change because, I mean, dancing is out there, but it's just not that respected. It's not taken seriously. It's not taken as a a career path. Mm. So a lot of people still think that it's just a hobby. And I'm out here just trying to change that. It's not about the fame. It's not about the hype and all of that. That's just all dreams. Like, that's all cool. That's cute. All right, cool. She's famous. She's well known. She's this, just that. But now making the paper and living off it and being respected and taking and having your craft being taken seriously, that's a big thing for me. I need to make that change. And it doesn't only sit in my country. It also sits internationally. I need people internationally looking at me and saying, yo, damn, you take your thing seriously. I had a Marianne who was sitting with me and is like, "She's so you live off this." I'm like, dude, you live off music. So obviously I live off this. This is all I know. And even like Drake and meeting all of them and the way I was speaking to them, for them it was like, we were really shocked to see people actually living off this in a different country. Mm. Because for them in Hollywood, it's like, for them, it's a dream. It's great. But a lot of them follow it for the culture, for the fun and for the hype. Yeah.
What is it that makes a great dancer?
Yo!
I mean, I don't know how much of it. Like, I'll watch, every now and then I'll catch an episode of, like, So You Think You Can Dance. And, I mean, a lot of it's technique, but, you know, the way that it comes across is that it's, like, so much about the story that you're telling and the soul that you're sort of projecting and the emotions that you're trying to convey.
I guess that's all part of skill. It's skill, it's the talent itself, how well you project your movement and how well you communicate with the audience. I mean, you can dance all you want and do everything that you know in a dance world, but a person who has a naked eye will be like, what are you doing? You need to be able to communicate and give off the same energy and get it back. You know what I mean? So you can't just like jive and think, oh, I'm the greatest dancer and whatnot. It's about what mark you leave out there. I mean, Losha Cooper once said this to me. She's like, whenever you get on stage, you better make sure that you leave your heart on stage. Mm. And more so, make sure that the crowd sees your heart on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I'm all about leaving my heart on stage. And
how do you figure out what opinions to take and not to take? So everybody's going to have an opinion on, you know, your performance or whatever it is, and then you've got to kind of distill what's constructive and what isn't, and how do you filter that in something that's as subjective as dance? Because you know, you can see something and think it's great, and you can see, I mean, I've tried on numerous occasions to try to sit through, like, I don't know, a Swan Leg or something, and they're great and they're talented or whatever. I just can't like push myself through it.
I mean, as a dancer, you take what you need. Okay, it's there's no book that says, okay, this is the amount of knowledge that you sink in. I'm a person who's really open-minded. I always want to learn, whether it's through music or through corporate, through office work, through this and that. I always want to learn. I could be learning from a cleaner. I could be learning from a CEO. I could be learning from anything. And I always try to take as much as I can. And I mean, limiting yourself is where now you turn yourself down in life. You always need to learn more. You always need to be open-minded and to grow yourself, not only as a dancer, but as an individual. Mm. So, I mean, the negative always comes. If you know you don't need it, you just ignore it. You don't need it. It's not part of who you are. It's about knowing your end goal at the end of the day. I always have an end goal for every performance. I know that, okay, today this is the type of message I'd like to leave behind. And if anybody else is going to come in a negative manner and be like, yo, your shit is whack, I'm just going to be like, really? I think I'm greatest. Like, that's all I can walk away with. And I mean, I was learning salsa recently, and everyone was like, oh, Shane, you tried, you're not there. I was like, what? I know I'm great. I was flopping, but I know that was great for me. I just had an experience.
Let's talk about the culture of all of it for a second, because there was a time, in fact, I've spoken to a couple of people over the last few days, when like the crews were the thing, and like the dance battles, and the, I mean, it's like, you got served. That whole sort of like vibe. And it seems like, I don't know if it's not happening anymore, but certainly it's you don't see as much of it in 2017 as what you may have seen a couple of years ago. So where is the culture of dance at? Or is hip-hop just kind of taken over and dancers hope that they have something to play in that whole situation? I don't know. Does every dance crew have to have like someone singing in the front, or can the dance crew just
that
roll?
That is so tough. Ooh. Okay,
you know what I'm talking about, though. Yeah,
yeah, I do know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, a lot of the dancers and I have been talking about that. Like,
where are the reps?
You, oh my god,
where are they?
Basically, it's very simple. People grew up.
Yeah.
People grew up, and you know, you need to understand that some of us, when we were like 19, 18, 20, 21, we were like, yo, we need to make money, guys. Like, we here, this thing is lit, it's so much fun. Oh my God, we need to make money from this thing now. And some people found it hard to make money out of it, and they had greater responsibilities. I mean, I don't find it as an excuse, because I'm still chasing that paper, but some people just really needed to cut it off and be like, yo, I need a job that's going to pay me more. Again, yeah, that's a battle that I'm fighting in the industry, that we don't need to have a second choice, that we can be able to make just enough money as a person that works a 9-to-5. So a lot of the people just quit because of that, because there was also like bad rapping as well. There was too much beef going on. Parents were starting to take it as, guys, this thing is just a hype. Okay, well done. Nice seeing you on TV, but now back to the real. You know, some people just couldn't fight hard enough and they just gave up. And I'm just one of those people who are like, yo, I'm going to stick it through. I don't care. Bad times, good times. I'm going to fight for this dancing thing. Yeah, I'm going to make it.
And what does everyone back home think of it now? Because certainly it's been a great trajectory that you sort of followed, yeah, in Joburg. It was definitely a great move. But I'm sure at the moment of making the move, family is always like, oh, I don't know so much. What's she doing? Not only is she going to that horrible city, Johannesburg, with no natural attractions, but she's going there to dance. I mean, since when?
I mean, recently, my mother actually contacted me, and we were talking about like my finances and stuff. I was like, yo, mom, it's getting bad again. It's one of those dry seasons. And she was like, ish, my child. And plus, you need to move into a safer and secure area because of this whole men are trash thing. Kidnappings are happening and stuff. Yo, you need to be tight now with your money. So when are you going back to college? I was like, listen, this is a choice that I made. This is what I want to do. And I'm literally not going to change. This is where I'm at in life. I can't change and try make something that I'm not even like passionate about. I'm not going to make something out of something that I'm not even happy with. So I'm living it through. Like, this is it, yo. And my mom, I mean, she's very supportive. My sister is just like, oh. Every time I tell her, yo, dude, I'm going to be opening for this person, she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Great. You know what I mean? There's no more hype around it at home, like specifically my family. They're just like, oh, okay, she's going to be on TV again.
But you have to motivate yourself. Like, this is also, yeah, one of the tricks of growing up, is that you have to find that motivation from within you, I guess.
I pick up from the feedback that I get from the people that follow me, the DMs and all this stuff. I always feel like, okay, I have a greater responsibility and a purpose. And knowing that in my head and in my heart, that God has blessed me with this talent, and now I have a niece. So my biggest motivation is my niece, because I want her to grow up knowing that whatever that she dreams of doing, she can do it. And she doesn't need to follow the trend. She doesn't need to follow society and hear from other people. If she wants to follow her dreams, she can do it. And actually, I'm going to be the first person in my family to push their talent more than anything. So
dope.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Sne Mbata. We found out all about her career. We know lots and lots about her move to Joburg, all of that. But what is going down in those DMs when it's not just... huh? What did you say?
Nothing.
She's going to tell us everything. It's all on the way. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Oh, yeah. Put it right like my time sheet. She ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the forest with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight boom, she take that. Put in overtime on your body. You ain't gotta go away. No, work, work, work. But you gotta do it. Yeah, man. Fifth Harmony. You can work from home. Do you work from home, Snare?
Oh, a lot.
Do you?
A lot.
You Instagram from home. I'm looking at your Instagram here.
Why are you stalking Lena now?
Huh?
Why are you stalking Lena now?
I'm not. This is research. I'm interviewing you, so I need to know things about you.
Oh, hey now.
If I just go to like a random like post, I'll see lots of comments here. I love you. Wow.
Oh,
yeah, for all of
God.
This. Someone says, sheesh. Then just flame emojis. Then like, yes. Then like, people will say, abs. Someone says, Kali. Then people say, yummy. You got Buntle Murisele saying, yummy.
That's my girl.
What
Buntle.
Does Buntle know
hey,
about
that's
saying,
my
yummy?
That's my Kelly's. Buntle is my girl. Like, I sing with her.
Yeah, because you guys, because you sing as well. You want to do everything.
No, we are. I am very much vocally challenged.
Are you?
Yes. So we fool around sing. That's what it is.
Okay, so not real singing.
No.
Wait, I want to go back to some of these comments here.
Oh my gosh.
Things. Yes, my friend. Yo, Pella, that shindig. Caption is sick, beautiful pics. You're such an amazing soul. So much love for you. But you know, people keep it pretty PG in the comments on photos. But what goes down in the DM?
The DMs now.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's just some weird stuff, man. People will...
Who are these people?
I recently got somebody tell me that I look like Nomzamo Mbatha and that maybe we sisters. And then people want to get married to me. People are sending me messages saying I'm so mad that you have a boyfriend. How
Do
could
you?
You? Yes, someone actually recently sent me that.
No, you have a boyfriend.
Yes,
that's what I was. Yes. How long
I
have
do.
You guys been going out for?
For almost a year now.
Almost a year. Yeah. How did you meet?
Ooh.
On the dance floor. No, I'm joking.
Weird enough, yes, we did.
Okay, tell me.
I was at a club. We were just turning up. My friend and I were there together. It was our off day, basically.
Okay.
We weren't even trying to look pretty in that club. And yeah, man, my friend introduced me to him because they know each other.
Uh-huh.
And apparently we met years ago, but I didn't remember him. So yeah, we just became mates. And then from there.
But he's not a dancer.
Hell no.
No.
He's a complete opposite.
Have you dated a dancer before?
Yeah.
Do we have lots of male dancers in SA that aren't strippers?
Yes,
okay,
we do.
We do. Yes.
We do. Yeah, I dated a dancer once.
And what's the dynamic when two dancers date? It's bad.
I mean, it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't seem so convinced.
No, for real. It was cool when it lasted, but yeah, things happened. And
okay.
Just moved on. But now, I mean,
now you're happy though.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like everything.
Sazingob was his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the current bae.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to you, bro. Is he like in corporate or something?
He is.
Okay.
Actually.
Like a proper person.
Yes. He's in corporate. He's a complete opposite of me.
Has he met your family?
Spoken to them over the phone. I met his family recently.
Oh, wow. Tell me about that.
So hectic.
Wow, where are they based? Did you have to travel?
Oh, no, guys. I don't want to release too much shame. He's very private and, like, he's always scared of this whole television
scene.
And radio scene. And I always come with my Instagram and I'm like, yay, here's the man. And he's just like, no.
No, don't show me, don't show me.
Yeah.
But you met the
he's
parents,
very shy.
So that's pretty serious.
Yeah, it was very serious. His dad is actually very fun. He's a very fun, open person. He's a doctor or something like that. And the mom's very sweet. Like, it's such I'd say a typical black family where the mom is very soft and she's so sweet and church-like. And then the dad is just like... He's also very sweet. He's a father, quite strict. But yeah, he's like a cool dad.
So Joburg is really paying off for you. I mean, it's been a good move.
Yeah.
Imagine you were still stuck in Durban.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no. I was never going
to
last.
Durban need to do more of to just feel more current and present. Not that there's anything. I mean, I think Durban's a great place. But what can Durban do more of? And what can Joburg do more of that Durban does really well?
Let me see. Well, with Durban now, they're growing, they're getting there. The industry just needed some form of platform itself, like the industry itself. There weren't enough events for dancers. There weren't enough jobs for dancers. I mean, I got pissed off the one time. I'm not going to mention any names, but this brand called me, and it's a bank, guys. It's a whole bank. Called me up, for such little money. And they were like, yo, we need about 5 dancers for this much. And I was like, you're so rude. And the fact that they were in that mindset, thinking that we're still doing this thing as a hobby and they could just
like, offer nothing to us.
And I got really mad. That's when I was like, you know what, Durban is not serious enough for me. But now apparently like things are getting better. I mean, I'm seeing there's a whole GOM documentary featuring dancers. Like dancers are out there more. They're doing adverts. They're doing still shoots. They're doing music videos now. Like the dance industry, the dance community is growing itself in Durban. I mean, not alone just the dancing. It's also the rapping. The music is growing. DJ Dila holding it down. My brother Breeze. Breeze is holding it down. Sand. There's a whole lot of people from Durban that are actually growing now. But yeah, I mean, Joburg versus Durban, come on. Joburg is the home of the industry. So
it's the place.
Yeah, it's the place. They more than anything, Joburg is the one who's keeping the pace up.
How much work do we have to do though on regulating dance? I mean, who even knows what a rate is? Does a dancer in South Africa have a rate card? How do you bill? How do you figure it out? Like the business end of this whole thing, it seems like it's probably very unfixed and it could be formalized so much more.
It definitely can be formalized so much more. Dancers everywhere are having like their little private conferences where they invite dancers and they speak about the finances and all that stuff. I mean, we as dancers just need to learn and teach ourselves how to do the business and understand the business and dance, and we need to start taking ourselves seriously in our craft. I mean, we still, till this day, have dancers who are willing to do things for less. So you find yourself in a situation where you want to book a snare and I'm like, okay, I'll send you straight to my management and my management will handle everything for me. And besides my management, I also know how to handle the business myself. I just moved it to management because it's more it's more solid and they have the time for it. I'm always busy, I'm always on the road. And the dancers who, I mean, the people who want to book a snare, they'll be like, oh my god, snare is too expensive. You know what, I've got 500 rand, let me go speak to those kids from Alexandra, let me go speak to the kids from Soweto, because they don't know any better. They don't have enough people teaching them, and that responsibility lies with myself and the rest of the dancers who understand the business for us to put it out there. I mean, next year my managers and I will be speaking about doing something for the dance community that's going to also teach them and open their minds up with those things. It's a matter of us being able to branch ourselves out enough to all the dancers that we can't reach physically, but they need to know as well. So we're figuring out ways. The dance industry is still growing. So yeah.
And you must get lots of people hitting you up for advice every single day about how to make and not make it. How do you deal with all the advice giving? Do you even give advice? Some people like I'm very hesitant always to even either ask for advice or to give advice, because either way, like, I don't know if it's going to help the world. But where do you sit with it? Because you probably got a lot of insight to give to people that are getting into it for the first time.
Again, like I said, are we going to be doing so much more next year with me and my managers? My manager used to be a dancer herself, and she got into the business, and you know, I'm guessing like this way she's using me as kind of like a key point in her life to like push out the business and dance. So I'm learning a lot along the way. I do share advice wherever I can. Normally dancers come to me physically and they ask for that type of advice and I give it out, but I don't know. I haven't really taken the time to like take videos and discuss such things with dancers. I haven't really had a lot of people who come to me on social media and ask me about those things, but I'm always willing to give their advice. They always ask, okay, which dance studio do I go to? I just ask for their location and I drop the nearest dance studio. And in dance studios, you can learn a lot about those things, about the business in dance. So whatever platform I have and whatever opportunity I have to share the knowledge and like let everybody know, I do take that
seriously.
Chance. Yeah.
So cool. Listen, Snare, it's been so cool having you in. This is always the time of the year where people are like, what does my next year look like? How did I do this year? I want you to rate yourself out of 10 for 2017. And then tell me what you could have done more of and less of.
First things first. In 2017, I told myself that I'm not actually going to put myself under a lot of pressure. I said, I'm going to take it slow. This is the year I'm going to actually take it slow and go back to basics, teach myself. And you know what? I'd say so far I've done...
Why are you laughing like that?
I think I've done... I think I've done...
Just spit it out.
I think I've done an 8.
8, okay.
8 out of 10. And next year, I'm going to be more hands-on with everything that I'm doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I dig it.
I'm ready for next year.
I dig it. How do we keep up with you all day on social media for all these pictures that you post on Instagram that get all
follow me, I'm behind you. Come on. I'm always Liddy on Instagram. That's my main platform. I'm not so big on Twitter, but it's the same handle at @IM_Snembata, Mbata with the TH. Yeah, just follow me. I'm always posting weird things. I like talking on my social media as well. I'm live on my Instagram right now. People are live with me. Yo, what up, guys? Shout out to everyone. And shout out to Duma Collective, man. They put me on all the time.
Dope. Well, listen, Snare, thank you so much for stopping by. One more time, all the things that Snare does in case
I want to come back here every week.
You're more than welcome to. Choreographer, creative director, stage director, actress, presenter, MC, dancer, sketch artist, graphic designer, and now weekly on cliffcentral.com as well.
Yes, glory.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
All right, in a little bit, we're going live on VOOV, DSTV channel 169. Katlego Mwaduba is our guest today. Going to be very cool to catch up with her. Remember, we continue the audio stream on cliffcentral.com plus in the Cliff Central app, which is also where you can get all the podcasts on and so forth. Live on VOOV with hashtag VOOV Central in a bit. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, VOOV Central anywhere on social media, we'll pick it up and let the world know what is on your mind. Hanging out. Cliffcentral.com.